Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. Share sponsor Louis Lichtman's Iron Back of Shomach Malav and Sitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Emches. The Gemara in Daf says Tanya of Yosef Shehira Zu Kiruv Basar, meaning as the Gemara explains Shelo Yinig Bo Minig Parsim Shemeshamshim Mitoseim Bilvusheim. When a person does Tashrish, he cannot be dressed. And the Gemara says that helps Rav Huna. That Rav Huna said Oimer. He if she la ni be bigdi vehi be bigdo. Someone says I want to be dressed and she should be dressed. So then yoytz even eating suva, he needs to divorce his wife because the shas atashrish needs to be sheiro bekir of basar. There needs to be the closeness without the separation of the clothes. And this as brought down already in Chazal that the time of the zivuk is a time of the highest connection between a ish veisha. That highest, most elevated connection needs to be without any separation. It has to be a full connection. Rabbi Reuven Margolyos sends us to a few places in Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar that they bring this idea not only for Ish Ve'isho, but what we always explain here in the Masechta, the Ish Ve'isho represents the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And here we have the same idea that we want to have a kiruv basar. We want to have a complete connection with no separation. Chazal Sefer HaZoyar in Parashat Tzav, the Rabbi Mehemna brings over there that the chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu was pe el pe edaber boy pe mare veloy bechidush. Say Chazal, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevi'im is that the other Nevi'im, they have some separation between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a complete connection. But Moshe Rabbeinu is completely connected to Hashem. And this goes back, as I'll tell us, to the beginning of the Bria, that the Ish Ve'isha had no clothes at all. The clothes are coming to cover what we call an erva only after the Chet. Only once that Adam is very small and can't be so connected, that's when you need to have Levushim. And we're referring to the connection of Adam Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is some separation, there's some Levushim to cover them. But Moshe Rabbeinu is such a high madrega that he doesn't need the Levushim. He's completely connected to Hashem. And Chazal explained more that we're talking here about Razin D'Oraisa, the secrets of Torah, the secrets that are covered and not everyone has access to, except Moshe Rabbeinu is completely connected. Another place Chazal speaks about this idea is in Tikkun Zoya. And there they say that the idea of Ish Ve'isha is that a ken yazov ish is oviv is imo vedovak be ishtoi vayod labosar echot. Ish ve'isha have to be completely connected with no separation. Say Chazal, when a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in davening, he needs to be with no separation. And the secret is that Adam v'Chava were arumim, they had no clothing. The clothing is a separation. And Chazal tell us the remez ledovar is what brought down the Gemara in Brachos when a person davens in front of a wall. There should be no chatzitza between him and the wall. That's a remez. There should not be any separation between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explains the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush HaTikkun in Zohar that we're talking about between him and the wall doesn't mean the actual wall. It means kiroi sliboy. When a person davens, it needs to be completely connected to Hashem in davening with no separation, with no havdalah between him and Hashem. Nothing else in his mind while he's davening. This is what it means, a full connection with no levushi, with no separation, with nothing in the middle that stops us from getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the remez of our Gemara. Another example to this, we find the Ramami Pano and the Maimon Shabbos Hashem, which was printed from a manuscript. And there, the Ramai Pano says that Chol HaMoed, we don't wear tefillin, according to the imposed that are noig that way, because tefillin is the levushim, is the clothing, as we spoke about in the previous year, of the neshama in this world. But when we come to a higher world, to a more ruchnidik world, a more spiritual world, we don't need levushim. We take out the clothes, like we have in our Gemara. If you have a levush, you have a separation. That's why Chol HaMoed, there's no tefillin. That's why he explains in Rosh Chodesh, we take out the tefillin when we come to Musaf. The reason we take out the tefillin when we come to Musaf is because in Rosh Chodesh, when we get to Musaf, we come to the high level of Gdusha of Rosh Chodesh. So we come to that level of Gdusha, we remove the Levushim. The Levushim over here is the tefillin. That's why we take out the tefillin before we dive in Musaf in Rosh Chodesh. And we will conclude with the Shem Shmuel in Shmini Atzeres Tafresh Pe'alef, which is the end of the Sefer Shem Shmuel. And there he brings the name of his grandfather, the Kotzkarov, that said that that's the pshat that Shmini Atzeres. It says a suli seuda ktana, one a very small meal. That's what the Medrash says. You can add to this a Rashi holds in Psochim the fine aleph that on Shmini Atzeres there's no obligation to have a seuda. Many Rishonim argue in that, but that's what Rashi learns. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the idea is that when we come to the end of the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we come to the last day, we come to Shmini Atzeres. Shmuel says, remove all the levushim. Take away all the seudas and all the external physical elements, which obviously are very important usually. But now it's going to be only you and me. And you and me without levush, without clothing. It's not bebigdo, bebigdo. It's kiruv basar. This is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the essence of what our Gemara is telling us. You should know that the chibur isha on the highest level is without any mechitzes, and that is the chibur that we're looking between Adam Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to a place with no mechitzes, with no levushim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.